This is a special upload of another podcast that I'm a part of called 30 something. Hopefully you will like it, and you can go ahead and check it out on anywhere that podcasts are available. Just search for it as 30 something podcast. It's the word 30, not the number. And this is a show I do with George, producer George, formerly of Movies Mayhem Soap, and with Rosina, who is formerly of Critics Cinemato, which was a short-lived BC podcast thing. And Rosina Chris Cinemato also was what eventually became 30-something. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 30-something, the podcast where we look at life, love, and culture through the perspective of being in our 30s. I am your host, Chris. Joining me, as always, is Rosina. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. And joining us is the third guy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. And you're all
doing well. Yeah, yeah.
How was everyone's holiday season?
It wasn't bad.
It was all
right. Yeah,
it was fine, right? Like, I don't know. It kind of just passed. It came and went without really much impact. I guess because we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know. I just kind of accepted it for what it was, and then I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." I mean, we'll try this again next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, right?
Yeah, we only have a few more years in our 30s before we can officially change the name of the podcast, I guess.
Yeah, well, actually,
I think I don't want to think about that.
We're already in the middle, aren't we? I mean, you and I are, right, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Rosina's right in the middle, if she doesn't mind my saying.
Oh, my God, Chris, I missed your birthday again, didn't I? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, wait a minute, you're 35.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
How old are we? Are we 35 or 36?
We're 36.
You guys Rosina's 35.
Oh shit! We already passed the middle.
Yeah.
We're still in the same spot.
Yeah.
it's okay, Rosina. It was fine. I didn't.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry. I know, but I was like, my plan was like not to forget this year. What did you do?
sorry. Nothing. I don't remember doing anything. I think. What did we do? I think we just got Peter Piper pizza. We just had carry out, and we brought it here to the house. And I want to say my brother came over, and yeah, I think we watched a movie or something. Yeah, nothing exciting. It's fine. It's 36.
Peter Piper pizza is always a good move, though.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What'd you order?
Constantly. Craving that.
It was on it.
I think just the regular pepperoni. Or it was pepperoni and jalapeno.
I can't do.
That's weird. I would have gone to Chicago.
Ooh. Oh man, I should have gone all fancy. Special occasion and stuff.
Have you guys tried that Marco's pizza?
Yeah.
That's good.
I've never heard of it.
It's good.
It's yeah. There's one here on the west side, and I think there's one here in the far east. It was really good.
Marco Pizza. Shout out. We always manage to shout out a place. Give us free stuff, Marco Pizza. I'll try it out.
We're so boring. No wonder nobody listens.
No, people like food.
A few people do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We even forgot we do the shout outs.
What was the one we used to do? Orange Cow, I think, was the one we used to do.
What happened to Orange Cow?
I think that was the one we did the most. Oh, you haven't gone back? Mm-mm. I've still never been at all, actually. Now I think about it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I need to go now to support local. I can't wait.
Yeah, the only thing is like that it's so expensive sometimes.
Yeah.
For sure. Tough.
I tried.
I've been wanting to go. There's this barbecue place over by my house that I've been wanting to go to, Desert Oak. And I used to go there not super frequently, but at least once a month. And I've been wanting to go, but like it's so small also that I'm kind of scared to like go in and be like, because there's always a line out the door. And so now with everyone 6 feet apart, I imagine the line's just going to go all the way around the block just because everyone's standing so far apart. But I haven't gone for that reason because it would just be so small and cramped, I think. But I'm sure they try to regulate how many people are in there, but I haven't gone and I've been wanting it so bad.
Can't you just order it?
Maybe. But I know they don't have regular business hours per se because they open at 11 every day, except for two days out of the week
where they're open. Like a food truck or something?
They used to be a food truck.
Yeah.
But yeah, they only are open until they sell out of food, basically.
Oh yeah.
And that might be like till 8 o'clock and it might be until so one time before the quarantine started, I did place an order on I think Grubhub or something. I don't know which one, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And the driver said he went and that they were closed. And I was like, oh, okay, well. And I know there's been times also where I go in person or I've gone in person and then they're all like, well, we're out of this, and this. And so no, I think it's just, I can't really place the order. Or I can place the order, but then I shouldn't expect to get exactly what I ordered, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they might be out of certain things. It depends how early I ordered. If you go early in the day, yeah, they'll have everything. But later on in the day, they'll probably run out of certain things.
That's when you know it's good is when they sell it like that, when they run out of the stuff because they make it fresh or whatever. Have you all been to that taco shop yet?
Which one?
Which taco shop?
It's called Taco Shop. That's what it's called.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
It's here on the east side. Huh. And it's the same thing. Like, they just, they have a specific thing on the menu, and once it's out. Like, they close down for the day.
Shout out Taco Shop.
Yeah, it was really good. I had some, fish tacos. And I think it was two fish tacos, but they came in two separate containers. Like each taco had its own container. And then I had some nachos, some specific nachos they saw that they were really good. They put like a special sauce that they make there. Fucking awesome.
I wish George that you could go in so much detail sometimes with the stories you tell because I want to know more, but you're always like, they had some kind of sauce.
I'm the worst, you know.
Can you send me pictures so I can just show it to them so I can order the same thing?
Well, it is a special sauce, so and then you know they won't tell you what's in it.
So I gotta hit that and the barbecue place, even though I'm not a big fan of barbecue.
I didn't used to be also, but
you're always talking for whatever about steak.
Reason, yeah I don't know, I think that's something that happened in my 30s for some reason. Early in my years, I was not a big meat eater or not a big like grilled barbecue steak eater. It's just it's a more recent thing. I don't know.
It's a man thing, like an old man.
Maybe that is. Yeah, I've started smoking cigars too. Just so you know.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah.
So when you hit your 30s, your caveman comes out or what?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's just naturally. Yeah, it's a natural thing that happens.
Yeah,
I've been rocking the dad bod for a while, so it's about time I kind of just lean into it with the diet.
Dad bod is in.
The next step is to, when you start making your own, start grilling it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I got to start doing that. And I got to kill it myself too.
Yeah.
Big mug of beer.
Did y'all see that video? That reminded me, that Uber Eats or that Uber thing that you said?
No.
Did y'all see that video? I just saw it today where that lady went back. So somebody ordered from car services.
Mm-hmm.
A delivery. So somebody ordered food and then the lady brought the food and then she went back to the house because the tip was only $8. And she's So she went back. She's and then she's telling the lady at the house. She's like, I don't think you understand how far it is that I went to go get it. It took me like 40 minutes. And basically she wanted more.
More tip?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And then the lady, so she gave her some fries or something? She's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? So yeah, you only gave me $8 and you don't understand how far I had to drive. And I don't think it's fair. I need, I think it needs to be more. And then she's all, no, like, I don't know. Like, I think they started arguing and she's all, fine, I'm going to take the food back. And I guess the food was already there. That's the part I didn't understand. She just grabs the food and she just takes off. But that's
the driver?
Crazy. Yeah. Hmm. I was like, fuck that. Because now that crazy person knows where you live, you know?
Oh, shit.
She's willing to go back. That's fucking crazy.
Doesn't she get paid anyways by, like, Uber Eats also?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I guess they live off the tips. I don't know.
Maybe.
Weird.
But yeah,
maybe is it like they get paid depending on their rating system, right? Something like that. Well,
for sure, that's the driving. Mm. I know that.
Oh no, yeah, they get more jobs based on their rating system. Yeah.
Mm. But that's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I don't know. I don't like Uber Eats. I ordered it once because my kids had baseball games all day, and of course they didn't eat when I told them to, so I was like, shit, I can't leave because I have the greatest parking spot in the whole wide world. That's the only reason why I didn't leave. And then I was like, fine, shit. So they were both past games, and I was like, okay. So I went and I called Uber Eats, and it came out to like ridiculous, like I spent way too much for sandwiches.
Yeah you have to pay like the tip and then the service,
right
It's too much.
I used to do it more often at the apartment because I didn't want to leave because of Sasha. Because, well, George remembers how crazy Sasha used to get if I left. Yeah. But now she's pretty cool. If I just put her in the yard or just leave her with my mom, she's real chill.
Yeah,
I think Sasha needed some time to, like, adjust from coming home from the pound to,
Now she's, I think, pretty secure that we're not just going to leave her or anything. We'll come back.
Also, I use that Favor app, and sometimes they offer like free.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But you stop
certain restaurants.
Yeah, stop the tip.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I just don't like how you have to wait. Sometimes it's like, oh, we'll be there with your Sonic in an hour. I'm like, I'd rather just drive down the street, even though I don't want to. I can't wait an hour. I'll die.
Yeah.
I'll eat my arm.
Exactly.
But speaking of restaurants, I went to Ruth's Chris. Well, I had been there the first time, and then I went the second time. The second time wasn't as good.
Oh. Did you get the tomahawk steak?
No. I didn't even want steak. I didn't even want steak. The person I went with, he was just like, well, they're known for their steaks. And I was like, then okay, I'll get a freaking steak. I wanted something else. This time I got shrimp, and I was like, okay, I should have gotten the steak. Like, the steak was way better last time. It's nice. It's fancy. It's a nice place to dress up.
Yeah. Yes.
So you guys can go on a nice date with each other.
Yeah, we should go, George.
I don't need that stuff.
Take me off my birthday. Oh, yeah, George is still. Or vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
Are you still doing it?
Most of the time.
Yeah. No, right. I just eat chicken and fish, I guess. Yeah.
So you're not eating red meat is what it is. That's what you
are. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really crave it. The other day I did have a pepperoni pizza and I wasn't down. I was like, nah, this is grossing me out. So I guess I already developed some fucking
salad
or something. Or maybe it was just really greasy. But no, I wasn't into it. I was like,
it could have been the grease.
But I bought it.
Try it again.
Maybe.
Yeah, I bought it because I was like, I don't know. Well, I was going to take the... I don't
hungry?
Know. Anyway, but I was... Yeah, no, I just wasn't... I wasn't into it.
That makes me sad, George. It kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Well, also, it's like also like a health thing, because when I was eating like that, I just felt bloated constantly. I don't know if there's something also... So I did it for that reason, because I was constantly feeling just kind of bloated, and I wasn't able to like do much.
Do you eat a lot of dairy?
No, well, I was lactose too. Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up.
Damn. Yeah. So
that's like all pizza you cannot eat.
Yeah. So it could have been the cheese then. It's not necessarily the pepperoni, right?
I don't know. I know when I drink milk directly, that's when it's really bad.
Like directly from the jug?
From the cow?
Yeah, from the cow. It's really bad.
Poor George.
Oh man,
I'm sorry. Cheese I can handle a little. Cheese I could handle, but if I do too much, then it's pretty bad.
I love myself a good chunk of cheese.
Yeah. When it's a chunk of cheese, I can't.
What about like the string cheese? Can you eat those?
I mean, I could eat it, but it's just not a good
idea.
Not good afterwards, you know.
It's really bad.
You're not good company.
No.
Well, this is life in our 30s, guys.
I'm good. I mean, I'm good with the food thing now.
Okay. When was the last time you ate red meat, I guess?
I don't even know.
Yeah, that burger you told.
Yeah, no, so they said even before I was vegetarian or whatever, I didn't really eat that much. I'll just eat more chicken than anything.
Yeah, I don't really eat that much red meat either. And when I am craving it, I know I'm anemic because I never crave red meat, but I'm low on iron. Do you guys smoke cigars?
No.
I have.
Oh yeah?
I kind of want to now. Now that you just brought it up randomly.
Yeah, why? What's the appeal other than being classy as fuck?
I don't know.
I think someone told me that one time too. The guys smoking cigars just seems real classy and manly and stuff. And
the most interesting man in the world, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably it. But he probably. Sorry, go for it.
It seems like rolls his own cigars. Relaxing.
Yeah.
What sounds relaxing? Yeah,
It seems like it would be relaxing, like the I'm picturing it now. Like, it'd be kind of cool just to chill out, smoke, and drink some whiskey or something.
Oh my god! Okay, so on New Year's Eve, this brings me to the subject. That was like perfect. I mean, on New Year's Eve, obviously everything was closed, right? Yeah. So I was like, well, there's this place called the Overpour over here by where I live at the Cimarron, whatever.
Yeah.
Market and. I called them and she's like, no, like we're pretty dead. Like, come on. Cause we could not find a restaurant anywhere that wasn't packed already, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and that's what it is. It's like cigar and whiskey and really good martinis and really good food. And we ended up staying there forever. Yeah, the Overpour. It was great. They were super nice too. And it's a really cool spot.
And they let you smoke the cigars inside or?
They have a room in the back, which I was worried about because I was like, I don't want to smell like it, you know, but they have a room in the back specifically for that, or they have a patio and stuff. So you can stay in the restaurant area and not come out smelling like it. But dude, I loved it. Cool. I loved it. You guys should pick up smoking.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to do it constantly, but every now and then it would be kind of cool. Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. I think I'd be bad at it. I think I'd inhale and then puke everywhere.
Are they? Is it worse than a cigarette? A cigar?
As far as your lungs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know because you don't inhale it, but there's still such a thing as mouth cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's true. Are they addictive, though, like cigarettes?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
I don't know.
Cool.
Because you don't
see. Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, now I'm on board. I'm sold.
at least once a year, if anything.
Yeah.
For your birthday or something.
On New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you guys do for? Yeah. Oh, you guys will forget. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so sorry,
Jerk. No, I think George. Yeah, actually.
What?
You texted me. You texted me on my birthday?
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. not a good story.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
But what else? What did you, George, what did you do for New Year's?
Work.
Cool, great.
Yeah, was there, anyways,
did you have like a countdown at midnight, think, maybe?
Nah.
Did you hug anyone?
Nah, like I legit didn't care. I legit didn't care about Christmas or New Year's last year.
You can't hug anybody on New Year's except for Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
No, no.
That's not how I meant it, but yeah. Oh. It works that way too. Oh,
I was thinking because of that one New Year's Eve you guys spent together in the apartment.
we just
looked over to him.
Yeah, really.
Good times.
Yeah, I actually thought about that this year, but come on. But
yeah.
Did you hug anybody? No. Good. Oh my god, it was so funny. Oh,
I fell asleep before New Year.
I'm glad.
Before.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I fell asleep like at 11.
You know what's dumb is that I love New Year's Eve. I just locked myself out of my computer. Great. I love New Year's Eve, but I guess where we were, they didn't have a countdown because there's like only a few of us. So I missed the whole thing. I missed like my whole favorite part of everything.
Oh,
I wore a cool dress though. I got to wear two sparkly dresses that weekend, whatever days those were. I was super stoked.
Thursday and Friday?
Yeah. Thursday I went to Ruth's Chris and wore a dress. And then New Year's Eve I wore my New Year's Eve dress. Because I was like, damn it, I'm going to wear it. I don't even care if anybody sees me.
Right.
So.
Well, I guess that's one of my resumes. Like, yeah, because I don't
wear sparkly dresses.
I really don't care about New Year's and wearing sparkly shit. But yeah, that's one of them, is just try to enjoy shit more.
Yeah, I think you texted us that. Do you want to elaborate on like, what kind of stuff you mean?
Well, yeah, I guess like that, like New Year's, I didn't care. Well, especially because of the whole pandemic thing, but I don't really care either way. But I should just try to enjoy stuff like that more, because I don't.
But like happy things, or
No. I mean, I just mean
Like when you go into work tonight, are you going to be all like, man, today's going to be an awesome day at work?
No. Let's leave work out of this, because that's the worst place.
So mean like enjoyable things? Like,
I don't do that. I don't do enjoyable things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I guess. You know,
does that make sense? Or is that weird?
Do you enjoy not doing enjoyable things?
I'm used to it.
I like staying home and stuff. Like,
yeah, it's comfortable. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
I enjoy it.
I don't want to be comfortable. It's not getting me anywhere. But I need to get somewhere. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Rosita?
It does. Okay, I just love the way you explain things. It's just my favorite.
I'm just like at a plateau. It's like I'm on in like limbo and stuff, you know.
So I guess like
in life or with
yeah. Especially with this schedule and this job, it's just fucking me up pretty bad.
How long have you been on that schedule? I feel like it's been forever.
It's 2 years.
Damn.
Jeez, dude.
No, probably maybe? More. Yeah, a little bit more. Going on 2 years or three.
Yeah, I feel like that's you need sleep for your health.
Yeah,
like,
and I need
really
sleep.
I really feel like you need more sleep.
And it's making me, like, dumber.
Because
I keep forgetting shit, and I'm just like, and it's all because of the sleep. And I work with this hateful fucking person, and that guy is not helping. It's just draining everything, you know?
Hey, I don't work with you anymore, man. Lay off.
No, I have to deal with this guy.
Maybe you should start looking for somewhere.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
That's what everybody says. And I have been. I have.
Oh, okay.
I just need to
So are you enjoying the job hunt?
No.
You need to start enjoying it more, George.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, enjoy it.
Because if I do it all half-assed, I'm not going to get hired.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think happiness is very important, George. I mean, look at us at our in our over yeah. your over the threshold of mid 30s. You need to you need to act like soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, is there a difference from happiness and then just enjoying things? Or do you think it'll be the same?
No, I don't think there has to be a difference. Yeah, I think it's just the same.
It is?
Enjoying something makes you happy, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Because enjoying something is not going to make you sad.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. No, I think I'm just splitting hairs and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I get it. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're different.
Yeah?
Yeah, like... Sure. Like, today...
Uh-oh.
I lost you. Happy.
Okay.
No, well, say that one more time, we lost you.
Yeah, you might have to repeat it. I lost you too.
Really?
Yeah, cut out just
that
little
part.
Bit.
Yeah, just that part.
Oh. I think happiness and enjoying things are completely not... Well, they're related, but like today I enjoyed, and yesterday I enjoyed work. But yeah. It doesn't make me happy. But I would rather enjoy things than not try to enjoy it, because it makes things go by more pleasantly.
Yeah, yeah. So like enjoying something can lead to something that makes you happy.
Or it can lead to a happier day general, but it doesn't mean, just because I enjoyed it doesn't mean it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
True that.
Yeah.
But on that note, I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Could have anything, and this is, I just realized that I asked a lot of people this question.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you could, which correlates to what we're talking about, if you could have anything in the whole wide world, George, and start with you, Bruce, anything in the whole wide world, a genie came and said, here's a wish. What are you going to wish?
Yeah, it's just like Wonder Woman.
Like Wonder Woman.
I wish it was better. Movie.
Be careful with what you wish for. Oh, wait. So, wait. Well, I'm sorry. The last part?
If you could, who, Mike? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have anything in the whole wide world, like a genie came and said, hey, here's one wish. What would you wish for? And you said something, you said just one, but you can ask the genie questions, like as far as what you could wish for. Let's that's now added to this question for me.
I would say, I wish I was the genie. And then I could get all this, and then I'll use people.
At least you get to sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that would be it. Because I don't know. Yeah. Right now, if that happened right now, I think that might be it. To get some good ass.
What? Really? I mean, yeah. I understand that's something you want, but you're always talking about, you know, making money and stuff, like finding a way to, like.
But if I got like make, if I got good sleep, I would be able to figure it out on my own.
Why don't you just ask him for money?
Very, very true.
I think because I enjoy the challenge of trying to
create. Well, okay. So you ask him for enough money to like pay your rent for a year, and then you sleep that whole year, and you'll figure shit out while you're kind of taking it easy, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess because money would be too easy, and I don't like easy.
What's the whole point of a genie?
Weird. I know. I know.
A genie's sole purpose is to make your wish easy.
But I don't. I don't like.
Like if you ask a genie for money, he's not gonna say, "Okay, here's your new job. You're gonna be a CEO or something." Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm fucking boring. I think I might be sleeping. I think it's.
Oh, Rosina's. Am I not hearing Rosina? Or is this giant pen on my screen? Did she freeze?
I think you froze, Rosina.
Oh, shit. That was my wish. My wish is to freeze Rosina.
Wait, can you really? I can hear you.
Okay.
No, I can hear you now.
You're frozen for a little
bit. It did kind of like get all digital digitized, and then your picture froze. But you were saying something, and I don't know what it was.
No. I was listening. But I really think, because I could hear you guys fine.
Okay.
Anyways, but I think that you got really happy when you talked about
sleep
right now, George. Yeah, really? You got really freaking happy
I joke around about it and I talk a lot about it. It's because it's like really bad.
I really think this is the year that you need to change that, because it's going to lead to like problems worse.
Yeah.
Problems. Than just being tired, like health wise.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, because my sleep's like real fucked up. Like, I get up and I do something, and then I just go back to sleep for a little bit. So it's all
broken. It's worse than being drunk.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It affects your mind the same way. You need to, George. You really need to make a list. I'm really worried about you. You need to make a list. Especially if you're going to work and you're not happy at work.
Yeah.
You don't even enjoy it with like a manager like that, because everybody's been in that position. Yeah. Like, you need to, because like, it's like what they say, like, why, when you're sick, I'm always afraid of calling in. Like, I never call in, but sometimes I'm really sick. Mm. And it's like, don't worry about some corporation, some company that can replace you next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know? And I think you need to find something. I think you need to take that seriously, George. I'm also a life coach now. So. I hope you heard what I was saying. You weren't falling asleep.
Listen back to it. It's recorded.
No, I heard you. Yeah, no, people always tell me that, and I get it. I know. Gotta do it.
What about you, Chris? What would you wish for besides Wonder Woman?
Now
ruined for me, because I have not seen it.
It's not a good movie.
It's great.
I didn't really like the first one. You liked it, George?
Yeah, but we could talk about it right now.
He's Oscar. He's gonna put his face off, and it's Oscar under
that. No, that guy's like obsessed with her or something.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's hot. Yeah, and she's awesome and stuff. But
no, I mean it was an okay movie. When I first saw it, I thought it was okay.
You know what?
And now just like more and more, I'm just like, no, wasn't a good movie. Like,
you know what? Because it's not for you. It's for little girls, man. That's what it is.
Like Oscar?
Yeah, like Oscar. I think because the one scene with the little girl, like that, for whatever reason.
Like that part in the mall, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, because this is for them. This is, a lot of it is for them. And it's directed by a woman, and and it's...
Are you implying that I'm against all these things?
Yeah, man. But you hate it so much. But it wasn't like a fucking like The Godfather or whatever. And then it takes place in the 80s. So
I don't know how I feel about that.
It reminded me like of I don't know if it was on purpose, but it's like an 80s movie with the wishes and the way she's like a superhero, like they were back in the 90s and 80s and stuff, you know, where they're like the good vigilante, like the crime watchers or whatever.
Mm. Yeah,
and now it's all about like anti-hero or whatever, fucking Dark Knight hero. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm tired.
I'm trying to connect it all. It's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean it had its corny moments, kind of like reminiscent of the 80s. It starts off with a very 80s tone, and then it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a good payoff, I don't think. It doesn't really do anything interesting with that. I don't like it, but...
Yeah,
it was
all emotion, that movie. Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't have emotions.
Movie with that.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I have too many of them.
No,
Chris.
What's up?
Was it worse than Cars, though? Because we all know you hate Cars.
I guess, because I never finished watching Cars. So
that movie's for kids, too.
I watched Cars, too. You're right. I watched Cars, too. Oh, that was an awful movie. It's better than Cars, too, then.
Is that the one with the spy?
Yeah.
It's part two?
A spy. Yeah, it's part two.
I want to watch that.
I don't understand how you don't like that, Chris.
I don't know. I just it just doesn't do it for me, I guess. No, yeah, maybe I'll watch it. But I just couldn't get into it.
What's part three about? I don't think I was. There's a three, right?
He has a comeback. Know. Lightning McQueen. Yeah, because Lightning McQueen, he quits to go live in Radiator Springs, right? He quits being a famous race star. And then I think in part three is about his comeback. They're saying we're rebooting everything. We need you to come back. Okay. Like, okay.
Wow. You sure know a lot about this for hating them. Yeah, really hating
those movies. All right, fine. I'm wearing a Cars T-shirt.
I know. Your bed sheets and your bedspread of cars in the background.
My whole bed is a car, actually. It's a race car.
Better. I like that better. What's your wish, Chris?
No, because mine's going to sound worse now, I guess, than George's.
Money?
Because his was all about, yeah, his was all about not getting things the easy way, so which sounds respectable and very mature and adult.
I don't know if that's right either, but...
Actually, I'm going to sidetrack just to deter off of me real quick. Would you rather wish to get more sleep or... to function with just like a few minutes of sleep, and you can function totally.
No, rationally. Not more, but good, because there's a difference between more and good.
Sure, yeah.
So just good sleep, because I fallen asleep at work for like 5 minutes, and it felt like I got like 8 hours.
So you wouldn't even wish to like get a full 8 hours of sleep in just like 2 minutes,
just
and that's all you need for the whole day.
Just good sleep for whatever that means.
Yeah, but two minutes and then the rest of the day you have 23 hours and 58 minutes to be productive.
Yeah, that's possible. And yeah, so good sleep.
So good but sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
To me though, I would want to like feel the sleep. Like
yeah, you would,
I would want to
like
know
minutes.
That I slept that long. Yeah, but I would like am I breaking up?
A little bit.
Oh, there
your
you
are. Video is cutting out.
No, like, one time my dad told me, because I had all these questions, and I still have time, right? And one time when I was little, my dad's like, well, one day, whatever, God, and I was like, I'd ask him all these questions. He's like, he'll just touch you, and you'll know the answer. So I was like, no, I want to ask the questions, because that's the best part. And that's how I feel about the sleeping. Like, I would want to sleep for 8 hours, and then wake up and be like, holy shit, like, this is great. Yeah. I got to, like, because I think it's like, not just the sleep for the 2 seconds, but it's also like your whole body just resting and like vegging out and not doing anything.
Yeah, both sound awesome.
No, I
would rather do that.
Just kidding.
But, yeah.
Okay. So
if I could have fantasizing just... about it.
I know.
Lately I've been thinking that I think it'd be cool to, never, oh man, this is going to sound so fucking selfish and,
can't wait
to never, be able to lose, I guess.
Lose.
Yeah. So any situation I'm in, I would, win, but it doesn't necessarily mean that like.
But that's how
what I say is right, but like I would automatically know what the right thing is, and then I would just say, oh, well, this is the right answer. So it's not like I would say, like, 2 + 2 = 5, and like it's, oh, yeah, that's right. But it's like I would always say the right
thing. So you always want to be right? Is that what it was?
No, but that counts as kind of a form of being, of losing, right? Yeah. Like if we're, I guess, having a conversation and you tell me I'm wrong, and I'm like, no, I'm right because of this, and then I have a valid winning argument, you know?
I don't know, man. Sounds like white people stuff.
See? This is why I need to win, because I need to convince you guys. I just think it'd be right. I mean, no, not right.
It'd be cool. That is what you call it, Freudian.
I think, and that way, just like every time, every time I try something, it would be really cool, I guess. And because I would always do it right.
The first time, you mean?
Yeah, I guess
so. Like stuff like that or arguments?
No, like stuff like that, like or every time I, maybe, yeah, everything. Like, if I see a girl and I want to ask her number, I was like, well, if I don't get it, then I lost. But if I get it, then I won. And
stuff and like you're going to get it because.
So I'm going to get it because I never lose, sucker. But I feel like that would kind of change my personality fundamentally, because that would make me very cocky and stuff. And I don't want that, but I just don't want to. I don't know. I just want to be good at stuff.
Isn't that the bad guy in Wonder Woman?
Oh shit! That is the bad guy in Wonder Woman.
Wow.
That's what he wanted.
That's why I hate that movie. Yeah. No. I want to change my wish now.
I do feel like your wish is like a Hallmark movie, though.
I feel like
you could see how that would go wrong and how you would, like, you know, learn a valuable lesson.
I would learn something.
There you go. Write that script.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Rosina, what's your wish?
I don't know. I can never think of one. And I ask everybody this question. Yeah. I can't. It's hard. But, and I bring this up because you guys were talking about happiness and what was the other one? Enjoyment and happiness, right? Yeah.
Right?
So I asked somebody this question and he hit me with, is it a tangible wish or an intangible wish? And I was like, what? Like, completely blew my mind because nobody ever says that. And I was like, okay, well, what would it be? First of all, you get one wish, so don't even try to separate it. Yeah. Second of all, what would it be if it was intangible? And he said happiness. And I never would have thought about that. Because to me, I guess whatever I do, I'll try to be happy in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that was really interesting. Because I was like, wow, I never even thought about anything like that. And to him, he was like, well, why wouldn't anybody? That would be the first thing that should pop up into people's mind is I would wish for happiness. Because regardless, whatever happens, no sleep, George would be happy. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So even if you're wrong, Chris, you'd still be happy.
Nah, fuck that. No, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. So just being happy regardless of anything that happens?
I don't know, because I was like, you know what? I try to make my happy.
Uh-oh, you broke up.
Oh, Rosina.
We lost you.
We lost Rosina. But she's really happy about it.
She's happy.
I can see you.
What's up?
Yeah, we just lost your audio. We lost the audio.
I don't know.
Everything you do, you try to be happy. And then you kind of trails off.
I think happy, like...
Everything I do, like... Yeah. What do you mean, George?
We lost you again. We lost your audio again. There's something about that topic.
Yeah, we can see you now.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if these things are dying. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're kind of cutting
so
out.
Anyways.
Okay.
Everything I do, I figure, like, still?
No, I can hear you now. Not now, though.
Hey, what about now?
Yes.
Now? Still?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Nope. No, I was kidding. Yes.
Oh, shit. You're the worst. Quit. Okay. Stop it, dude. I'm going to punch you through my phone, I swear.
Okay.
Anyways, I will be happy. Like, that's my whole mentality. Was like, no matter what, I'd be happy, blah, blah, blah. But of course, I had one day, like 3 weeks later, where I was just a complete freaking disaster, like an emotional wreck. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's totally going to be my wish.
So now just be happy.
Well, I think it's my wish. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, huh?
Yeah.
I'd rather wish for, like, good luck or something. because then it's just like if you go to the doctor and you get bad news, it's like great, fantastic. I don't know. Could you be happy?
Ooh, that's good too.
When I think of happiness, I always think of like some sort of balance. Like I don't know, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just afraid, like in Aladdin, that every wish has a.
But.
Like I think negative side effect.
Yeah. Well, just like Wonder Woman. It's the same thing. I mean, any wish story has that same thing, you know?
I need to watch Wonder Woman then.
Yeah. No, don't.
I was going to say something. But...
Yeah, I was going to ask, hey, is this Genie Robin Williams or Will Smith? Because that might make a difference.
Right. That movie's all right. Did you hate that movie? Did you guys hate that?
I did, actually. I did not like it. I haven't
seen it. No. I don't know how I feel about Will Smith, though, anymore. That's why.
He's definitely the best part of that movie.
Is he?
But, yeah.
Wow.
But a lot of the songs also, they kind of didn't really, I don't know, it didn't really feel the same. And Jafar, I didn't like him. Aladdin's good. And Jasmine is good, but not great, you know. Will Smith was my favorite part. I think it was mostly the songs
already.
Oh, no, can I wish for not to do that?
Yes,
for what?
Thank you.
I take my wish back
for no, you renounced your wish.
Yeah, I renounced it. I want to be a Mandalorian. That's my wish.
That was pretty cool.
I've not seen that either.
A Boba Fett.
You should watch it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wait,
do you like any Star Wars stuff?
I don't.
I don't think I have to, but maybe.
The little white guys.
The little white guys. The stormtroopers.
Yeah. And Baby Yoda.
Do you like Baby Yoda?
Yeah, he's so cute. Oh my gosh.
That last episode.
Other than that, no, I don't. Does he die?
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
Oh my god, did he die?
No, he doesn't.
Wow. Heck, he's just a baby.
But my mom was asking me about that, actually.
I'm not a big Star Wars.
No? Well, I definitely I don't recommend that series.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to be super into it. I mean, a lot of little nods and stuff, like...
And it's short. It's like 30 minutes an episode, and it's just action...
Packed.
Yeah, you got Baby
it's
really
Yoda. Cool. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But
your mom was asking about what Baby Yoda.
Oh, if Baby Yoda's dead, because he's not in the last three movies, they make no reference to him.
There's like it's like a whole world or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, there's yeah, he'd just be somewhere just chilling. But yeah. I told her I was like, yeah, Kylo Ren kills a bunch. You're of. Like, <That's dead. laughs> yeah, like he's fucking dead and I ate him, okay, mom? And then I smoked a cigar. Yeah.
That's not nice.
The cigar was pretty nice. What else, George?
So yeah, do y'all have resolution? Do y'all remember last time we did a resolution thing?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I always wish for the same thing.
What?
I think my New Year's resolution is always the same wish.
Yeah.
What is it?
I remember. What is it?
To fly. Mine's to fly. that's my New Year's resolution. This year I'm going to fly. Like physically levitate off the ground.
Like,
you should do the parkour.
Like in Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but without touching. What's up?
When Wonder Woman, that scene when she's in the clouds.
Not really everything's cool. About Wonder Woman, okay?
I know. Since we're talking about it, I'm thinking about it now. Okay,
let's talk about movies that are for me, okay?
I know.
Cars I'll say the last thing.
What's up? There's just certain with movies, even if it sucks or whatever, if there's a scene I like, I just always just stick to kind of that. And right. that cloud scene was pretty cool, I think.
The cloud scene?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
But anyway, I'll shut up.
What's your resolution, Rosina?
don't know, man. I think I just need to get my life straight. I think this year I'm trying to put my foot down with certain things and be like, this is what I want. You know what I mean? And I can't continue my same patterns where I was just like, oh, but I keep people around and keep same habits around or whatever. And I think that's one of them. And then getting into shape, of course.
I think, yeah, like just little by little, you don't have to think it's got to be all in one chunk. You know what I mean? Like by little is totally cool and like achieving anything. So yeah, do it, and little by little, you'll get there, or you know, be in a better place.
Yeah.
And you guys?
Well, George is going to try and enjoy things more.
Yeah. I legit. I think that was my issue. So the last girl I was talking to, I think that was the big issue is that I wasn't really.
Who is she? Tell me her name now. Did you hug her?
Too miserable. I think I enjoy being like, there's like a comfort and just being miserable. And that's why I don't want to be comfortable. I was like, oh shit. Like, I got to start enjoying shit more. Not that I'm like, not miserable. Maybe that's like a strong word or whatever, but you know what I mean?
I'm not happy.
Yeah, I guess I think I do that just because, like, I know. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too fucking complicated or whatever. But, I wasn't. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Were you miserable in the relationship or with her? Did she tell you, like, specifically? And when was this relationship?
I think it's just in my head. I think it's just in my head.
The relationship?
No. I think I just...
Or the miserable.
Everything just being, like, negative. Like, you just think the worst, right? Like, she doesn't like me or whatever. But you're just always negative. I'm not being, like, funny or I don't know. It's just too fucked up of a sense of humor or something, or I don't know.
Of sleep, George.
That has a lot
to do with it. So just sleep with her.
And that has a lot to do with everything. I don't really know how to have fun, I guess, too.
You're fun.
That's part of the enjoy thing. Everything just ties into that. So basically, But so, I don't know if that made any sense, but enjoying shit more and then just making more decisions. I think I always avoid decisions, and that's part of being an adult. And I'm just like, I don't do any of that.
What kind of decisions?
Just like grown up shit I think I resent the whole grown up thing, but I think I just gotta face it. But being committed to finding a better job maybe or something. Or
I think that should be a resolution. And then, short term goal.
When I draw stuff too, like I don't want to do it because maybe it goes back to what you're saying, Chris, about doing it the right way. And I'm just like, I think that's what stops me, because like I don't know how to do it the right way, but if I just do it, I'll eventually figure it out. I don't know,
maybe there is no right way.
I'm just rambling. That's what I'm saying, like there isn't, but you're just in your head, you're just like, it's got to be this certain way, otherwise it's not good, or like, why am I doing this if it's not the right way? I think you just get like tied down to those things. I don't know why I keep saying it. But
For sure.
I don't know if that made sense, but that's what it is.
It did. It really did.
Resolution.
I get you. I don't have a resolution. All right, that's I need it. To be more okay, good. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
See you later. <I'm bored.
laughs> for sure, I want to do more. I've been feeling weird about podcasting lately. I kind of have fallen out of favor with it. I kind of want to see if there's a way to make it more interesting again, or at least Movies Mayhem. So I kind of have been feeling not too great about it lately. I just want to work on maybe start a new podcast. I don't know what, just something that I think would be funny or just fun to do with my friends, and then just, but also like having content to put out, and also with my writing, like I have like a few things that I've written that I'm just like, well, what am I even doing with this stuff? And I need to work harder on getting like feedback, getting, what do they call, peer editing done. I sent it out to different friends, but a lot of them don't finish it. A lot of them will tell me, yeah, I read the first 20 pages, and then I'll be like,
are they writers awesome. Too?
That's a good start. No, a lot of them like to read, though. So I figure that's kind of a good start. But a lot of them will, they'll let me know that they started on it. They read like the first 20 pages, and I'm like, okay, cool, awesome. I'll check back in a week, and then I'll forget. And then when I talk to them like a few months later, they're like, oh no, I never finished it. And I was like, oh, God damn it.
And we need to find like somebody you don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I might have to join like a writer's workshop or something. I don't want to do that because I did that once at UTEP. I went to a few meetings and I really didn't like it. I saw everyone was just kind of up their own ass and stuff. They all thought they were like the best writers and so intellectual and stuff. And I was just like, I don't know.
I feel it would be like going to an actor's meeting.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're so good. Yeah. And they super suck.
Yeah, exactly. And like something, so a lot of the podcasts that I like listening to also are comedy podcasts hosted by like improv comics. And I've always thought like, oh, improv comedy, that seems like something that I'd want to try out. But then every time I think of like different improv people I know or I've met, I'm just like, no, those people suck. Like, why would I want to do that?
I think with them, like, I think you just got to do your own thing and like forget that. And then sometimes you just have that idea and it, like all of a sudden you just get stuck to, because you assume, I don't know what I'm saying. Like you assume that about people, but then if you really get to them, like.
Have you ever met an improv comic? They suck, man.
Yeah. Just like,
All of them?
Oh, wait, hold on, sorry. All the ones who aren't famous are terrible.
You just gotta weed it out. Like, weed out those people.
Yeah. The unfamous people,
Everybody gets booed sometime in their life. But if you just give up, then you'll never know.
And with,
well, that's what my wish is for, so that I would do improv right, and I won't get booed.
The first time.
So, the first time. And I'll have a hit podcast, and I'll have improv comic friends and stuff, and it'll be fun.
I was going to say something, I forgot.
No, sorry, George. Improvise something.
Part of the resolution is also just being more of a professional, because I got this audiobook about, I don't know what it was.
Like a self-help?
The details. It was a...
I love self-help books. They're my favorite.
I think that's basically what it was, but it was about like making art. But yeah, you basically got to be you got to weed out from being a professional and some other shit. I wasn't paying attention. Let me try to find it. It was actually an audiobook. It was an audiobook. I don't have time to read shit.
Do you like that? Yeah. Do you like the audiobooks? Because sometimes I like holding. I hold a book, but I've been thinking about the audio.
I have books, and I legit don't have time, and I'll read it when I can. But I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's the same type of thing.
True.
God, where is it? But it was pretty good. I think it was the war of art, and it was just about being professional, just treating it like work. And with with anything you do creatively, like, it's just, it's tough because you find, because there's a lot of people that are just, it's based off their ego, and you just gotta like deal with that shit,
right?
Or way to figure out how to work around it or with it or whatever. But the War of Art, yeah, that's the one I thought was pretty good.
The War of Art,
just being more of a professional. Other, I can't think of the other thing. I think that's my problem. I can't think of anything.
Because of the sleep, George.
Yeah. Sleep, man.
But yeah. Do you,
what time did you wake up today?
Oh, sorry. I only slept like 6 hours today. But it doesn't.
No, but what time did you wake up? How long have you been awake?
Like at 6. I went to sleep like at noon. But it doesn't. Everything is just kind of like. Everything adds up, so it doesn't matter if I get 8 hours. Because I've slept 8 hours, and I still feel like shit because previous to that, I didn't really sleep that much. I don't know. It's all weird, man.
Right.
Yeah,
I think you need to. That's your first goal, I think. Yeah. I feel like you'd feel so, well, obviously.
My sister's sending me a bunch of stuff. Like, I'm distracted. Send me a picture of her kids. She just got photos.
Cool.
Who's that photographer?
Jessica Arroyo.
Okay, so I can look that up. Shout out to Jessica.
Jessica.
I need to pick this too.
Hit her up.
Wow. That's your older sister?
That's my younger sister.
Oh, wow.
You're going to have to post these photos on the Instagram.
I know.
So that I
have to blur out everybody.
Nah.
How fun. No, yeah, I want a big family. Like that.
Yeah. But I think we're about, it's about an hour already.
Okay.
Do y'all have anything else?
Okay.
Whatever you say, George.
Right. I think we're ending it, man. We're ending that.
No. We'll do this again.
This episode is awesome.
Yeah.
We'll eventually, in a year, we'll do another
one. I know, dude, for sure.
Depending on, I guess, the state of things, right?
Yeah.
Of the world.
Of the world.
This was fun. I'm glad. I don't know whatever happened to the last episode, but.
Oh, yeah.
I have an update, I guess. No, I mean, I'll talk about it next time.
Oh,
teaser.
To be write continued. It down so you don't forget.
I know. And write it down so you won't forget, because you always forget.
Yeah. No. It's just a follow up to something we talked about on that last one. But I guess I'll have to like tell the whole story again, since that first episode never got mentioned. Uploaded. So I'll just say that for next time.
Okay.
It's not even, you know, it's not even a good juicy thing. It's just like, last time I said I was going to do something, and then I did it, and then, it just was whatever. So don't be too excited about where this story goes.
It's too late. I'm still excited.
Okay.
So write it down. Don't forget.
So next time, we'll do that story, I guess. That update.
Okay.
The update from the episode you never heard. Stay tuned, listeners.
I'll just, I'm just gonna end the recording. Okay. Wait. I don't know what we're doing. Okay, so you want to record a bye?
Yeah.
Okay. It's recording.
All right. Bye, everybody. Next time. Am I the only one?
I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I thought
you want to end it properly is what you want. Yeah.
Just end it like
that. Right. It's recording. Like, I'm not going to edit, so.
Yeah, don't edit. Throw it up.
Just kidding, no.
Oh, I'm not going to say bye to someone else.
I like the ending. I like the ending we had with the byes.
Okay, bye.
This is the ending. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Alright guys, it's me again, and I hope you enjoyed that episode. Remember to check out 30 something podcasts anywhere that podcasts are available, and hopefully we'll be doing more episodes coming up soon, so keep a lookout for that. I'm gonna kick it over to George and his little outro. Bye.
This has been a Beak and Claws podcast. For inquiries, email us at beak.claws@gmail.com. That first dot is the dot, not the word. Thanks for listening.